Well, boys and girls, I wonder if you'll get your Bible at the ready and help me today to find a verse. And the verse is going to begin with this letter here as we make our way through the letters of the alphabet. So I want you to find a verse for me today. And the verse is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. Stand up and read it out to me, the whole verse. Where are we up already? That's great. That is great. Thank you very much indeed. Now, just a wee review for a moment or two. Well, you'll know that the little phrase we're thinking about today is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But can anybody remember? Oh, you've been up already. What do we see if there's anybody else who's got the brains that you and I have? Very good. What, do you remember what it was? I always love this because you see everybody's up going out to the side. That's good. Can anybody remember the B? Oh, two over here. Partners in crime. Anybody else? What is it? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. Well, you're doing really well. I'll wait till we get to about W and then I'll review them all again and see if we can remember what they were. But I want this morning, boys and girls, to tell you about the letter C. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Now, I'm sure that down through the years of history, I'm sure that there are many, many important statements that have been written down by many big, great, important people. I can't think of any more important than this one. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Do you know why I believe this is a great statement or a great message? Well, there are four important reasons. Let me just run through them very quickly. The first is this: because of the person involved, Christ Jesus. We hear so much, don't we, in Sunday school and from the children's meetings about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful Savior He is. And the truth of the matter is this: that God sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. There are no other Saviors from sinners. There's no one else who can take your life or my life and transform it, take away our sin and make us what God wants us to be. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior for sinners. But then because of the place involved, because it says Christ Jesus came into the world, this world in which you and I are living. Oh, I know sometimes we only think about that at Christmas time when we come to the cradle and we remember the babe who was born in Bethlehem's manger. But that's a tremendous truth, that the Lord Jesus Christ actually left heaven and He came into this world as a baby into Bethlehem's manger, into this world, the world that you and I live in. And He grew up amongst men. And then He went all the way to the cross in order that He might deal with our sin. What a tremendous message that is. Because of the person involved, Christ Jesus, the only Savior for sinners. Because of the place involved, He came into this world of ours. But then because of the people involved, He came to save sinners. I'll soon be like the man that brings down the planes onto the land. What did that letter remind us of? What was it? All have and come short of the glory of God's the whole verse, but all have sinned. And you see, boys and girls, when Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, that means He came to save me and He came to save you. All of us without exception. All of us this morning sitting here in this meeting, and it doesn't matter whether we're 5 or 50. It doesn't matter whether we're 10 or far older than that. We could be a grown-up sitting here today, and we need this message every bit as much as the children. Because Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sinners that embraces every single one of us. But there's another reason why this is great. Because of the purpose involved, he came to save. He came to save sinners. You see, boys and girls, there was no other way that our sin could be dealt with. Only through the Lord Jesus Christ. And not through the life that he lived, though that life was perfect. Our sins could only be dealt with at the cross. Because there on the cross, Jesus Christ took our sin. All of our sin. And the Bible says that he bore it all away in his own body on that tree. So not only is Christ the only one who can save us, but the way of the cross is the only way that we can be saved. And by that I mean, it's not enough to know these verses. And it's not enough to know that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. And it's not enough to know that he died on the cross. It's not even enough to know that he rose again from the dead. It means that you and I must come personally to the foot of that old cross. And we need to repent of our sin. That means tell God that we're sorry for our sin and turn from it. And we need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ personally. Be able to say that the Son of God loved me and he gave himself for me. All have sinned. But thank God Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. You remember that message. It's the greatest message of all. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.